listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Police are investigating a crash at Nebo after a young man lost his life. The 21-year-old from Rocky View was declared deceased at the scene after his car left Oxford down Serena Road and hit a tree yesterday. Anyone with information can contact police. Netball in Rockhampton will soon have a new home after Premier Stephen Miles announced $5 million of funding. The new netball courts are proposed for the developing Rockhampton Sporting Precinct at CQ Uni, with Stage 1 of the development expected to deliver 16 outdoor courts and a new clubhouse and change rooms. The Premier has also made more announcements during his Central Queensland visit. $500 million will go towards CQ's beef corridor roads. A new rescue vessel will arrive in Rocky next month, and we're getting 26 police officers and 10 cop cars. It's as our state leaders met with locals last night for a community cabinet. The issues keeping families awake at night are also keeping our business owners tossing and turning. With Business Chamber Queensland finding confidence in the economy is at a record low. Central Queensland ranked fourth worst in the state, blaming natural disasters, upcoming elections and the tight economy for the decline. CEO Heidi Cooper says urgent government action is needed.
We need some relief in some of the day-to-day issues, but we also need to see some long-term planning to ensure that some of those constraints that businesses are seeing into the future, that they can have some optimism around it.
Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick is promising a record budget for cost of living later this year. And it's time to accept the reality that people take drugs, and that's part of human condition. That's from the head of Family Drug Support after a wastewater monitoring programme found a considerable spike in drug usage across the state. Tony Trimmingham says policies need to shift away from punishment and focus on reducing usage and improving safety.
It's the same as alcohol use. We don't put people in prison for using alcohol, so why do we criminalise drug use? So why do we take a hard line there?